A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. What care I for the number of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of whole burnt rams and fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats I find no pleasure. When you come in to visit me, who asks these things of you? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons and festivals I detest. They weigh me down. I tire of the load. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. The word of the Lord. You know, moving from a charming and affluent college town to a less civilized and definitely less affluent rural area meant that my husband and I also left behind our parish of 20 years. I miss a lot about that particular parish, including its beautiful liturgies. From the first musical notes for the opening procession, to the proclamation of God's word, to the prayer and sharing of the Eucharist, to the happy gathering of the community over coffee and treats after, everything was carefully designed, beautifully orchestrated. And I always left feeling nourished, fed in so many ways by the celebration. So, honestly, I really hated today's first reading from Isaiah, in which the prophet gives a vivid picture of just how tired God is of the people's worship. God finds the offerings worthless, the incense loathsome, the festivals detestable. God is actually burdened by their worship. Why is that? Well, these people's worship is a cover for the blood on their hands. They have failed to do justice, and God calls them out on that failure, demanding that they change. I have to ask myself whether that's true for me. And maybe in light of current events, you're asking yourself a similar question. There is plenty of blood on plenty of hands these days. Am I burdening God with my music and my prayers and my charming little parish? Is my worship a cover for my failure to do justice? Isaiah here specifically names the orphan and the widow, two of the most vulnerable populations in that society. We can read these words, orphan and widow, as metaphors for the vulnerable, for those who need justice and protection. Who are they? They're the immigrants risking everything to escape violence. They're the poor who don't have decent food, clean water, basic medical care. They're the ones in alleyways dying from addiction. They're the little children in our schools desperate for us to notice that they're being assaulted or beaten. They're the ones being murdered in the public square or in their own cars or their own homes by fear and ignorance. Widows and orphans, they're our brothers and sisters. God tells the people, stop doing evil. Learn to do good. So you can see why I've been feeling a little bit scripturally accused these days, and why I've been squirming a little under God's gaze. God is not shallow, not boosted by our flattery. God is continual, loving self-gift to all. Everyone, worship isn't just the piano and the processions and the preaching and the prayer. It's not just what we do in our liturgies. It's what we do in God's world, for God's world, and God's people. With justice as our aim, the liturgy, even to the coffee and treats after, will have true meaning. And then our worship will be beautiful to God.